morning all over this land. Let me toil over right now, because let me tell you something. This is my story. This is my song. Let me tell you how good God has been to me. If you can't tell it, understand on this morning, I can definitely tell it. Good morning, Nigeria. Good morning, Kenya. Good morning, Fiji. Good morning to all our international partners. And I'm talking about the part, I'm not leaving you out, United States of America. New York, we know you in the house. You faithful to us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness. All my ADM members, we are grateful and thankful that you are up and ready for a blessing on this morning. But guess what? God has been good to us. If he's been good to me, he's been good to you, because he's granted us new mercies on this morning. I tell you one thing, no matter what has happened 5 minutes ago, just listening to this song should have your motor up and running. Listening to this song should have you running around in circles. Listening to this song should have you waving your hands in the air. Just why? Because you can attest to what the songwriter is saying. So I didn't tell you all this morning. Get up! Get up! Get up! Scream hallelujah! Yes, hallelujah! Just scream amen right now. Give God all the praise, because he is so worthy to be praised. He is worthy. Get up with an expectation that something different is going to happen in your life today. That miracle that you've been waiting for. That breakthrough that you've been waiting for. That deliverance that you've been waiting for. Get on up. Shout and tell everybody around this world how good God has been to you. He has been wonderful to me. He's been more than worthy. He's been faithful to me. He's been dedicated to me. He's been committed to me. He's been loyal to me. He's been my light in the time of darkness. He's been my breath when I couldn't breathe no more. When I didn't tell you, I can go on and on, but I think it will never end. It's like that energizer bunny that goes on and on and on, because he is so good. He's been good and will continue to be good. Give God his praise. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We praise you this morning, Father God. Stop your hands. Stop your feet. Whatever it is that you need to do. Thank God just how good he has been to you. No matter what your situation is. No matter what your circumstances is. Get up. Show God that he is worthy to be praised. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. This is the time to be praising the Lord. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. Don't sit down on it. Don't sit. Don't sleep on God. Get up and run if you need to run. Whatever it is that you need to do. Because I'm telling you right now, I'm excited as a child sitting in front of a Christmas tree full of toys. Because my Father never lets me down. He's always here for me. Whenever I cry out, he answers. It may not be when I want it to be. But guess what? I know one thing. He is an on-time God. So let's just give him his praises this morning. Good morning, Mother Jackson. Bring us in prayer on this wonderful, marvelous, miraculous, magnificent Monday. Mother Jackson, are you there? Minister Shakita, where you at? Where you at, Minister Shakita? Come on and check in. Come on and give us a power pack this morning. Okay, am I praising the Lord by myself? I don't have no problems with doing it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you this morning, Lord, we just thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your new mercy, Father God. We thank you for the grace, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the answered prayer, Father God. We even thank you, Lord, for the unanswered, Father God. We are just so grateful this morning, Father God, to be in your presence, Lord. water, Father God. We're just thankful, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for waking us up, Lord. Starting us on a new day, a new way, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, in advance, Father God. For the greatness, Lord Jesus. For the blessings, Father God. For the deliverance, Father God. For the healing, Father God. For the awakening, Father God. We just thank you on this morning, Lord Jesus. Father God, we pray peace all over your land this morning, Father God. As we prepare for our day, Lord Jesus, we declare and decree, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper on today, Lord Jesus. We know that it's going to form, Father God, that we have made a conscious decision, Lord, that we are faithful servants of your army, Father God. Yes, we are kingdom citizens, Father God. We walk in, Father God, as we're kingdom citizens, Father God. So, Lord, anything, any obstacles that may try to come in our way today, Lord Jesus, we cast them to the side, Father God, as we continue to march on, Father God. March on, Lord Jesus, with having an expectation that something great is going to happen, Father God. Although we may have weeped last night, Father God, we have joy in you this morning, Father God. Although we may have been weak last night, Father God, we know, Father God, that your strength is with us this morning, Father God. Although, Father God, that we may have cried tears last night, Father God, we thank you, Father, for wiping them away, Father God. We thank you, Father, for giving us a new day, Father God. We thank you, Father, for continuing to keep us, Father God. We thank you, Father, for the newness, Father God. All the things passed away, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we praise you, Father God. We worship you, Father God, in fruit and in spirit and truth, Father God. It's not about us, Father God, but all about you, Lord Jesus. So as we continue on this morning, Father God, we just ask you, Lord, to open up your blessings and send out a fresh anointing, Father God, an anointing that's going to destroy every yoke that shows its presence, Father God. We're asking you, Father God, to just give us, Father God, a new wind, Father God, a refreshing, Father God. Some of us need a restoration, Father God. Some of us need to be revived, Father God. So in the name of Jesus, Father God, I decree and declare that people will speak to their dry bones this morning, Father God, that they will not continue, Father God, to stay in the same dead situation that they're in, Father God, that they will recognize, Father God, that you are life, Father God, that you are just magnificent, Father God. Yes, Lord Jesus, your love never fails, Father God. You continue to move on, Father God. You continue, Father God, to keep us going, Father God. It's nothing but you, Father God. And we're thankful, Father God. We're thankful, Lord. We continue, Father God, to speak your holy word, Father God, as we strive for holiness, Father God, without any apologies, Father God. We continue, Father God, to do your will, Father God, by any means necessary, Father God. Nothing, nobody, Father God, can separate us from you, Father God, as we move on, Father God, as we join together, Father God, as one army, Father God, fighting for the same purpose, Father God, and that is your kingdom, Lord Jesus. Father, have your way on this morning, Father God. Have your way, Father. Move, Father. Let something that has not happened happen before, Father. Let miracles be shown on today, Father God. Those that need deliverance, Father, allow deliverance to take place, Lord. Do not let us stay in the same place, Lord. Move us, Father. Move us mightily, Father. Move us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I speak blessings into people's lives, Lord, today. You are those of you that have because you do not act. I tell you this morning to open up your mouth and ask God what it is that you need. If you know that you are in right standing with God and you are minding his will, open up your mouth. Open up your mouth and speak those things as if they already were. Open up your mouth and claim your victory. Open up your mouth and claim your healing. Open up your mouth and claim your deliverance. Because guess what? If you're asking and you know that you are in the will of God, the not be impossible for God. I say glory, hallelujah, to you this morning. I say thank you, Father God, on this morning, Father God. Lord Jesus, anything, Lord, that's coming to hinder us, Father God, we ask for you to knock it out right now, Father God. Let your Holy Ghost power, Father God, consume us, Father God. Let the power be so hot, Father God, that everything will burn, Father God. Everything, every man's tongue, Father God, shall burn. Every crooked way, Father God, shall be Satan, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we say, have your way, Father God. Have your way, Lord. Touch the sick this morning, Father God. Touch the one, Father God, that's depressed this morning, Father God. Touch those, Father God, that may have an ailment, Father God. Press up, touch those, Father God, that may be in abusive situations, Father God. Move this morning, Lord Jesus. Move, Father God. Move, touch Nigeria this morning, Father God. Touch Kenya this morning, Lord. United Kingdom, Father God. All of those, Father God, that's not recognizing who you are, Father God. Let them know, Father God. Let them feel your presence, Father God. Let them know that you are God all by yourself. The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. Jehovah Jireh, Father God. You are their provider, Father God. They don't need to look high. They don't need to look low. All they need to do is run in the arms of Jesus and know that he will take care of the situation, Lord. You've already died on Calvary for us, Father God. And we just thank you for that. We thank you for all that you have done. As we continue on today, Lord Jesus, be with us, Father God. Be with us, Lord Jesus. Have your mercy, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus. There's somebody on this line this morning that came and sat and felt like that they couldn't make it this morning. I tell you right now, in the name of Jesus, stop what you're doing and encourage yourself. Let the Lord know that through his strength that you can do all things, that you will never, no longer lay flat and not try to get back up. That you will no longer continue to walk around in the same circle. That you will no longer walk backwards, but you will continue to march forward. That you no longer will continue to engage in the things that's not of God. Speak life into your situation today. Let God know that everything that you're learning, everything that he's speaking, that you're applying it to your life. Don't you lay down. Get up. Keep it moving. God is too good for you. God is the one that woke you up this morning. God is the one that turned your situation around. God is the one that woke you up in the wee hours and said, pray to me. Come to me. I'm the one that's going to give you the bread. I'm the one that gives you the living water. Don't you lay down. Don't you give up. Get away from that cliff. Don't you dare think that you are getting ready to jump off the cliff. Because one thing about it, when you know that God is able and he can do things exceedingly and abundantly, you want to be in the will of the Lord. You want to be in his arms. So don't you dare, jump off that cliff. Don't you dare pick yourself up. Encourage yourself. Speak courage into your body. Be confidence into your body. You may sit and feel that you can't go the extra mile, but I sit and tell you, ask God to give you a fresh anointing. Ask God to give you a fresh wind and see what he do for you. Don't you dare sleep on God. Don't you dare think that God can't do it. Don't you dare say that he is not who he is. Don't you dare not realize that you are a kingdom citizen, that you are his child, that you are royal priesthood, that you are an ambassador, and that you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. Don't you dare lay down. Get out that cowardness. Replace that cowardness with boldness. Walk in it. Walk in it. Walk in it. If you got to walk and talk at the same time, you walk and talk. Do not allow your situation to defeat you. God did not make any cowards. God did not make people to just lay down and stay in a pity party. That's why he wakes you up every morning and grants you new mercy. That's why when you're laying on your bed of affliction, he comes and becomes the healer. When you're behind the bars of the prison, he opens the door for you. When you're held up in situations that you know that you can't get out, he opens the door. He breaks the chains. He takes you out of bondage. It's you that need to recognize who God is, because God is who he says he is. You need to identify who you are in the kingdom. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. If you don't know, you better get in your word. You better use your sword. You use your sword as you continue day in and day out. You take it with you. It is your protection. It is your compass. It is the place that's going to direct your feet, order your steps. Don't you dare leave without it. You continue to march on to victory. It don't matter where you at on today, because your situation can turn around right now if you just ask. All you need to do is be in a place where you are ready for a change. And in that change, you recognize that I'm giving God only half. I'm giving him only a third. I'm giving him only a fourth. And make a conscious decision that you want to give him all. When you make a conscious decision that you want to give it to him all, your fear will pass away. Your pain will subside. You've been scary and having a spirit of fear will turn into a spirit of courageousness. And let me tell you why, Saint. Because you realize that your problem is no longer your problem, that your battles are no longer your battles, that God says that the battle is his, it's not yours. All you need to do is lay down in a place of peace, rest in his spirit, rest in his arms, rest, rest. See, we get into a place where we don't want to rest. We want to keep running, but sometimes God lets you know, you don't have to keep running. I've already went before you. I've already prepared the place for you. I've already straightened your crooked path. I've already turned the different things around. All you need to do is rest. Rest in me. Rest knowing that you can trust me. Rest knowing that I am the deliverer. Rest knowing that I am your healer. Rest knowing that I am your provider. Rest knowing that there's nothing that I cannot do. I am Elohim. I created all things, the heavens and the earth. I created you. I knew you while you were in your mother's womb. I knew everything about you. I knew every turn that you was going to make. I knew every crooked road that you were going to walk down. All you need to do is take Jesus as your Lord and Savior and let him know, Father, that I need you. I need you, Jesus. I need you. And confess all of your sins and do a true repentance. Repent to God. Do not let what you can get or get taken care on today. Do not, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, do not continue to procrastinate. Do not. Whatever your giant is, whatever your Goliath is, I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that you will face it on this morning, that you will sit and call it out and let it know that you have no more authority over me. I will no longer be in bondage to you. I will no longer allow you to control me. I will no longer stay in the same place, in the same nest. Because the God that I serve, he has given me the authority to cast you out, to place you under my feet and walk into a newness. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but one thing I can tell you, I'm talking to somebody, not just one person. Some, a lot of us think that we can't do different things. We feel like we got to run to the pastor. We got to run to the evangelist. We got to run to everybody else. But no, God has given you the authority to speak over yourself. those that may be having chest pain this morning. You may be having back pain this morning. Your knees may be bothering you. You may have other situations. Touch yourself. Touch yourself in the name of Jesus. Put your hands on wherever your ailment is and speak to that situation. Let them know, by Jesus Christ, I am healed. Let them know that I am going to get up. I will no longer lay on my bed of affliction. I will no longer lay at the pool of Bethesda and not go into God's destiny. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am, and it is, a new beginning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name, because he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy. Satan is no time to sit around and think and try to be cute. God has a movement that's going on, and in his movement, he wants us to be ready. He wants us to be ready. He wants us to get on the train. He wants us to get on the plane. He wants us to get on the boat. Whatever way of transportation it is, God is moving. He is moving in this season. And in this season, he's letting us know, either you're ready or you're not. Either you are ready or you're not. It's time to stop playing with God. It's time to stop playing church. Either you're going to live the way that God has predestined us to live, and that is holy, or you're not. Make a conscious decision on today the way that you choose to live. God does not put this platform together morning after morning, day after day, for you and for me to take him for granted. He's putting it together because he wants you to make a conscious decision to make Jesus the lordship, the headship of your life. He wants you to make a conscious decision that a change has came over your life. We don't have to stay in the same situation. We don't have to be in the same place over and over. We know that God does some things. He does some strange things. But one thing about God, you don't need to question what he does. Look at Abraham. He moved Abraham. Abraham was obedient. He walked by faith. And what happened? He became the father of many nations. God continuously to bless him because of his obedience. Because of his obedience mixed with faith, God continued. He didn't sit in and get into a place where he second-guessed God. He knew God. He knew that God would do what he said that he would do. And that's exactly where we're at now. We're in a place where God is making decisions on who he's trying to elevate. Earlier in the year, Apostle Temple gave a prophecy. He said God is not looking at those that's at the top. He said he's going to the those that's at the bottom. So for all of you that think that you can sit back and outside of the light, that you can stay in the darkness behind the scenes, all you need to do is know that if you're faithful, if you're committed, if you are loyal to God, that God is going to raise you. God is in a season of elevation. God is looking for the people that will sit and say, it is time. I will go. I will do what you tell me to do. I will say what you tell me to say. It is I, Father God. It is I that's working for the kingdom. It is I, Father God, with a spirit of servitude. It is I, Father God. It don't matter who don't like it. It don't matter what the naysayers got to say. But it is me. God is calling on the people that's ready to serve him. You ain't got to have no master's degree. You ain't got to have no bachelor's degree. You don't have to have no title. All you need to do is say that it is I. All you need to do is raise your hand and let God know, it is me, Lord. It is me, Father God. It is me, Lord Jesus. So that's ready, Father God, to stand in the fire. it is me, Father God, that's ready to go into the deep ocean, Father God. It is me, Father God, that's ready to go if he's calling you to the nations, to go to the nations. And I will go, Father God, with no excuses. With no excuses, Father God, because I've made a conscious decision, Lord, that I will serve you and that nothing shall separate me from you, Father God. So I sit and tell you all this morning that has the naysayers in your ear, shut your ear gates right now. Focus on the Lord. Hear what the Lord is saying to you, because God can't speak to you if you got everybody in your ear. People will sit and try to turn you around, take you off your righteous path, but you have to make a conscious decision to tell them to get up out of your face, that you don't want to hear what everybody else got to say. All you want to hear is what the Lord is telling you right now, because you got a mission. Your mission is for you to get into a place of prosperity. You're tired of living in the gutter. You're tired of living in the ghetto. You're ready to move into another place. You're tired of your money acting funny. You're ready for your bank account to add some zeros. And how do you do that? You continue to stay in the will of God. You continue to be faithful to the Lord. You continue to let him know, Father God, even though I slipped on today, Lord, hurry up and pick me up, Lord. If you got to take me back to the potter house, Father God, don't place me behind all the other people, Lord. Show me favor, Lord Jesus. Put me right back, Lord Jesus. Do not allow me to have to wait, Father God, because I realize my mistake, Father God, and I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready to run for you. I'm ready, Father God, to show you, Lord Jesus, that I am who I say I am. I'm ready, Father God, to show you, Lord, that I'm dedicated. I'm fully committed to you, Lord Jesus. Many say that you might have never made it, but guess what? You're here today. You on the ADM blog line. You hearing what the word of God has to say. You woke up this morning. You had some food in your body. And even if you didn't, you're receiving the food of the Lord right now. Even if you had no water, you're receiving the water right now that would never allow you to thirst again. Stop getting into a place where you feel like, or where you said, if I woulda, coulda, shoulda. What you need to say is, I can, I will, and I am going to do. We don't have to sit and put a past tense on it. We don't have to put a present. Just say right now that I am ready. I am ready, Lord. Use me, Father God. Use me in a way, Lord Jesus, that I will make a difference in your kingdom. Use me, Father God, where people can see that a change has came over me. And now my every word, my every footstep, Lord Jesus, is for your glory, Father God. I no longer live for man, Father God, but I died that on yesterday, Father God, and on today, Lord Jesus, the new beginning. Speak to your situation. Speak to the Lord. Tell him whatever inside of you. A lot of us get to the place where we feel like we're supposed to be closed mouth, because God knows everything. God is a communicator. You might not hear him audibly, but if you open your eyes, you're going to see a change. If you open your ears, you will hear a difference. If you just pay attention to your surroundings and the people that God has put before you, I promise you that you should know that you are on the right path. I promise you that you should know I'm following the right people. My miracle is a little bit closer. My blessings are a little bit closer. I'm not still out there in the wilderness. I'm coming a little bit closer into the city. I'm coming into a place where I'm walking on the right path. I'm coming into a place where things are starting to change for me. I'm coming into a place where I can look up all the time instead of looking down. I'm coming into a place where nothing can take my focus off of God, that one who is making it all happen for me, the one that's changing the things and moving the mountains and taking away the healings and the diseases, the one that's keeping you clothed in his feathers in a secret place. The one that's allowing you to lay down in green meadows. I'm sitting and telling you this morning, don't waste your time on pettiness. Wait, put all your time in the presence of the Lord. Put all your time in his book, in that compass that you carry every day. That compass that's going to tell you to go 10 spaces to the northeast, 10 spaces to the northwest. That compass that's going to tell you to turn around, make a U-turn, because you're going back around the wrong way. That compass that's going to keep you from walking around the same mountain, but put your feet on a place where you need to be. Come on, somebody. Let God know this morning who you are and what you stand for. And you stand for him. Nobody but him. Nobody but him. If you're serving another God, I tell you right now, in the name of Jesus, to repent. Decide what it is. Repent it out. It may be the internet. It may be the telephone. It may be gossiping. It may be something that you don't even have a clue. Search yourself this morning. Start new. Do not let this day be a day that you have allowed to go just to the wayside. Because see, every single day that God wakes us up, he wakes us up with a purpose. He wakes us up and put us in a place of achievement. It's up to you to make an achievement in your life. It's up to you to make a conscious decision on today. The things that was of yesterday, I'm going to get up. It's time for some mind regulating. It's time for some heart surgery to take place. Whatever it is that you need to do, you need to do it on today. Tomorrow is not promised. None of us know the day or the hour. None of us. There's people on today that might have thought that yesterday, that thought that today would be the day that they would receive the salvation of the Lord, and they did not make it. I'm telling you, saints, it is an urgency. It is an urgency for you and I to be fully committed to the Lord. Fully committed to the Lord, not halfway, because God is fully committed to you. Think about that. God is fully committed to you. How did you get from A to B? How did your eyes open up this morning? How are you on this line right now? The roof that's on your head, it may not be the roof that you want, but I sit and tell you to continue to persevere, continue to endure. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare faint. You continue to patiently await the Lord as he will renew your strength. He will allow you to soar like an eagle. We don't like to wait. We don't have patience. We want everything done right now. But I'm sitting and telling you, I'm a truth. I'm a testament. God is not going to give you what you're not ready for. God has given me and given me time after time with finances. And you know what? I sit and say, oh, the Lord told me to bless you. And the Lord and God ain't told me to do nothing. And guess what happened? I got to go back to the drawing board. I cannot get the blessing that he has already stored up for me because I'm trying to play God. I'm getting into the mix. But I'm telling you on today, stand still. Stand still. Rest in the Lord. Get your instructions from the Lord. When Noah built the boat, God gave him explicit instructions, and he followed it through. It didn't matter that Noah was a drunk. God used Noah in a mighty way. And just as he used him, God is giving somebody explicit instructions. But because you're not in a place of obedience, because you're not completely and fully committed to him, because you got one feet out of the circle and the other one in, you cannot hear him. You cannot understand what he is saying to you. And I'm telling you on this morning, get whatever it is out of your ear gate. Get whatever it is, whatever hindrance it is that's stopping you from hearing what God has for you. Because whatever he has for you is for you. You have to be into a place that you are willing to go and get it. I don't know on this morning who God talking to, but But I can tell you this, it's in my spirit that it is people on this line that's ready for a change, but they are afraid of the change. They are afraid of the change because you lack faith. You are afraid of the change because you don't have enough trust in the Lord, and you don't have enough trust in the Lord because you don't trust yourself. You don't have enough trust in the Lord because you like to hear what the naysayers got to say. You don't have enough trust in the Lord because you're too busy looking at what other people got. But I'm going to tell you one thing about God. God will give you your reasonable portion. He will put you in a place and give you exactly what is needed in the time that is needed. One thing about God that I have learned, I can't talk to you about things that I have not been through, but I can tell you this, that God has been an on-time God. It may have been a time that I may have not had, and at the spur of the moment, because I cried out, because my cry was pure, because my walk was pure, because my words were genuine, because he knows that he can trust me as I trust him. He became my way maker. He came and brought me out of the darkness. And I can sit and tell you, it's a lonely thing to be in a dark hole. But when you see the light, when you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, that's when you have to get up, saints. And it don't matter if you got the low crawl. In the army, we had the low crawl. Get on your belly and crawl and use your arms and your shoulders and get to the next phase. Sometimes you got the low crawl. And sometimes, a lot of times, you got the low crawl. See, a lot of us want to come up high-stepping. But God is a God that's up that wants us to come to him with true repentance, which requires true humility, which requires for us to come to him naked so he can clothe us, so he can redress us, so he can change us. So I'm sitting and telling you on this morning, do not stay in one place. If you cannot get up and run, low crawl to your next destination. What is my next destination? You need to ask the Lord, Lord, what is it that you have for me? You need to examine yourself. Am I ready to go where God has for me? The cries that I'm calling out to him, will I be able to sustain? Will I be able to continue to do it without being in a hardship? A lot of us ask for things, but we're not ready for it. See, we look for that temporary blessing, but I'm not looking for a temporary blessing. Then tried it, then done it. Every time I tried, I come back with more disappointment. I'm ready to live a happy life. I'm ready to live a life of fulfillment. I'm ready to live a life of joy, a life of peace, a life of love, and I know that I have to go through the long suffering to get there, but I'm okay with that. You know why I'm okay? Because I realize that God is on my side. I'm not going through the battles. I'm not going through the war zones. I'm not going through the rivers. I'm not going up the mountain by myself. I realize that the Lord is with me. This is why he tells us not to be afraid, because he is with us. You have to open your eyes and identify it's with you. Stop saying it and you don't believe it. And see, you say it, and the reason you don't believe it is because you refuse to step out on faith. You refuse to make a change in your atmosphere, in your life. You refuse to go into something that you've never been in before. You refuse to do it because you don't really trust the Lord. You don't have the faith that you have. You're being fake about the situation. But I'm going to tell you this. You only hurting yourself. You only putting your own self in a situation. Because I know that God is truly blessing me. Even though there are some days that I may fall short of his glory, I'm going to tell you this. As soon as I find out that I've made a mistake, as soon as I find out that I did something that I didn't supposed to do, I don't care where I'm at who I'm around. I'm going to tell them, hold on a minute, because I got to talk to the man with the master plan. I got to go before the Lord and confess what I just did. I got to go and ask for true repentance, because I cannot stay in this same lane. I got to move into the lane where God is, that lane where he's driving me. And I'm telling you, when you go before the Lord, when you have the Holy Spirit residing in you, abiding in you, when you do something that you're not supposed to do, trust and believe the Holy Spirit is going to convict you. We choose to ignore it. I don't choose to ignore it. I realize that obedience is what's going to bring deliver my blessings. I realize that obedience is going to give me a total healing. I realize that obedience is going to give me restoration. But hear about this restoration. It ain't going to be the things that I had before. It's going to be double for my trouble. And guess what? I realize that I'm going to have to go through some hard times. I realize that I'm going to have some circumstances, some hills that I have to climb, some dirty, nasty, filthy water that I may have to swim in. But one thing about it, I'm going to count it as joy, because I realize that whatever way I'm trying to make, the way that I am going to make, let me take the trying out, that I am going to the place where God has already prepared for me. And I am grateful and I am thankful on this day that every wrong situation that I have been in, that God has turned it around and showed me the right situation. I'm telling you, people, get the people in your life that's going to encourage you. Get the people in your life that's not going to sit and give you a pity party, but tell you to get yourself up. Because one thing about it, if you pay attention to the Old Testament, even if you go into the New Testament, anybody that was serving the Lord, anybody that God chose to be his prophets, his apostles, his disciples, whatever it is, they went through something. They went through the fire. They went through being stoned. They was in battle after battle. People did not like them. People did not want to hear them. People refused to listen to them. But the beauty of it, they continued to do what God instructed them to do. And this is where I'm going to leave you all today, because a lot has been said. But you all, I'm not going to apologize to you for what the Lord has placed inside of me today. But I want to tell you this, obedience is better than sacrifice. A lot of us get into a place where we see things, we want things, and we forget about the task at hand that God has placed us in. So we push it to the side. We get into a place of greed. We get into a place of and wanting to be somebody that God has not prepared us to be yet. Stay in line with the Lord, to the Holy Spirit, and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. Allow the Holy Spirit to comfort you. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. You don't have to do a whole bunch of work. You don't have to do a whole bunch of movement. All you need to do is trust in the Lord and give him his honor, give him his praise, and know that you, your actions, your walk, your talk is what's going to glorify the Lord. Guess what? ADM loves you. But God loves you most. We never know what God is going to do. But one thing we know, that he will show up and he will do what he says that he will do. You all, God loves you. He loves you, and don't you forget it. Put your trust in the Lord. Take it out of man and stay in your rightful position. When people come and try to take you away, be like Jacob. Hold on. Hold on, you let them know I'm not leaving you. Hold on, hold on. I'm going to hold on until I receive my blessing. And when you holding on to the Lord, that means that passerby liars gon' keep on going. That means that the naysayers gon' keep on going. Cause guess what? You ain't got time to deal with them because you're holding on to God's unchanging hand. We will see you all back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. We love you. It's Marvelous Monday. It's Miraculous Monday. Tell God what he can do for you today. Trust and believe that he can bless you exceedingly and abundantly. Why? Just because of who he is. And he is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the lifter of your head. And most of all, he is your provider. Jesus loves you, and so do I. You all have a wonderful day in the Lord. God bless you. Yes, I'm praising.